Not enough doctors are trained in plant-based nutrition. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matthew Landry, assistant professor of population health and disease prevention at the Joe C. Wen School of Population and Public Health at the University of California, Irvine, looks at how to close the gap.
During pregnancy, a birthing person may be highly motivated to make changes to their diet to support not only their health, but also the baby's health. However, despite the critical role of nutrition, many pregnant individuals do not meet recommended intake levels for various micronutrients, even when using dietary supplements. Our research delved into the perceptions and knowledge gaps that obstetrician-gynecologists, or OBGYNs, have about plant-based diets during pregnancy. We surveyed 96 OBGYNs to understand their attitudes towards plant-based dietary patterns. While it's clear that many physicians recognize the health benefits of plant-based diets, there's a significant shortfall in formal nutrition training, particularly regarding the safety and nutritional adequacy of these diets for pregnant and lactating persons. Our findings highlight that OBGYNs often feel unprepared to recommend plant-based diets confidently. This is concerning because proper nutrition during pregnancy is crucial for both maternal and fetal health. We identified a need for enhanced medical education focused on nutrition, which could empower healthcare providers to give accurate and beneficial dietary advice. One of our key recommendations is integrating registered dietitian nutritionists into the prenatal care team. Registered dietitian nutritionists bring specialized knowledge that can complement the care provided by OBGYNs, ensuring pregnant persons receive comprehensive nutritional guidance. By addressing these educational gaps, we aim to create a healthcare environment where OBGYNs can confidently support their patients in adopting healthy plant-based diets if they choose to do so. This could lead to better health outcomes for mothers and their babies, ultimately enhancing the standard of perinatal care.
That was Matthew Landry of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.